Here's something I would say to aspiring entrepreneurs about this. If you want to be successful, you need friends. But if you want to be hugely successful, you need enemies.
Welcome to the Social Ray Podcast, where we highlight inspiring entrepreneurs and social media influencers who've used social media successfully to build their business and follow their passions. Discover the mindsets, strategies, and advice that will help you take your business to the next level. Now, here's your host, Raymond On.
Hey guys, what's up? In this episode, I talk with Frank Wu. He's the CEO of Bezalel, and they sell wireless phone chargers, and they started off on Kickstarter, and Frank raised over $100,000 with his team, and even though they only wanted only a couple tens of thousands of dollars, and now they've expanded overseas to Asia. They sell in Taiwan, Japan, Korea. They sell in retail stores now, so you're going to hear his journey as a Taiwanese immigrant of how he was able to do that and expand it. And also his mindset. So you guys can check him out at Bezalel Power on Instagram. And also you can check out their wireless phone chargers at Bezalel. So I hope you guys enjoy this interview with Frank, and make sure to go follow him. All right, so welcome Frank to the interview, and I want to give a quick background of who you are to my audience. So you're the founder of Bezalel, the mobile phone wireless charging company, and you also sell other tech products. And, you know, I know you immigrated from overseas, so I just kind of want you to give a background of, you know, where you grew up, what your background in entrepreneurship was, and how you first got started into building this huge business in the tech industry.
Yeah. Raymond, yeah, thanks for having me. Actually, I'm originally from Taiwan, and I grew up in Taiwan and have no background in entrepreneurship. I graduated in mechanical engineering from the USC and never had plans to be an entrepreneur. I got started by working on a wire charging prototype and put it up on Kickstarter. The story is I was at a Starbucks and with my friend, and we both lost battery and power on our cell phones. He had a charging device, but it required cords. I thought, how great would it be if we had wireless charging? So I built my own version of a wireless charger in my kitchen and put it up on Kickstarter. And USD Viterbi startup accepted me into their program. And USD saw the potential, and I just kept going.
Yeah, so you started this in college or when you're in grad school?
After I graduated from my graduate school.
Okay, and what were you studying in graduate school?
Mechanical engineering.
Okay, cool. So it kind of goes hand in hand that you created this, huh? From that.
Yeah. Yes, with my friends and classmates.
Okay, so how much did you raise on your first Kickstarter campaign?
130,000.
Okay.
And our goal is just 35,000.
What was that?
Our goal at that time, our goal just 35,000. Oh, and we reached 130. Yeah.
So how did you go about, you know, after raising the funds, you just went into production right away or?
Yeah, we just, most of the investment from the Kickstarter we spent on the production. Yes.
Okay. And then.
So we could ship the products to the backers, you know, in Kickstarter.
Yeah. So how, I just kind of give us an idea of how fast this grew, you know?
Okay. Yeah. 4 months.
4 months,
yes.
The Kickstarter?
Yes. Okay. I mean, 1 month for Kickstarter, and we shipped our product in 4 months after Kickstarter ended.
Okay, so how many units did you sell in that?
Huh?
How many units did you sell?
Oh, okay, 2,000 units, around 2,000 units.
Okay, and after this, like, how'd you go about after the Kickstarter? Did you do, like, did you just, like, you reinvested all the money to make more and sell and marketing, or how did you?
First we accepted into the USD stop program. So we have the training there in the program for 1 year. And also we raised the seed funding. Yeah, during the program.
Okay, and how'd you go about expanding? Because I feel like there's a lot of businesses that start on Kickstarter, but not a lot.
Yes.
They either can't sustain it or they can't like grow from it, you know? So how did you go about expanding and growing your...
Okay, there are 2 points. The first point is we sell our products immediately, and we also develop more products, new products. And okay. The second, we raise more seed funding, to develop the product. So the first is sell products, and the second is raise money.
Raise money. Okay, cool. And as an immigrant from Taiwan, and you had no experience in entrepreneurship before.
Yes.
How was it as an immigrant to kind of just tackle the world of business in America?
Okay, it's not easy. As immigrants, we don't have enough connection here. Yeah. And so it's hard to start a company. Culture is different. There is a kind of culture shock.
Yeah.
You need to think about what the United States customer wants. To start a company in the United States is that if you can establish a business here, you can know how to sell globally. If you can dominate the U.S. market, you have the ability to sell to other countries.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. And so how were you able to do that? Because it's, what are some things you've learned that are important in kind of winning the American market?
Yes. So the first thing is we sell the product, and also USC provide some very good resources and connection. I think connection is more important than the investment, connection, because if you start a company, you will need a lot of people help you. Yeah. And good connection, people, they will just talk about, we need customer to talk more about our product, and we will try to sell and to get the feedback from the customer, what they will like. Yeah. So we just, sometimes we will modify the product, and sometimes we will listen to their feedback. So our goal is just want to make the perfect product for the customer.
Okay. Because so what does it take, I guess, to succeed? Because I'm sure there's a lot of people and immigrants who've tried businesses, but they failed, but you were able to make it succeed. So what were some obstacles that were hard to overcome? And what kind of mindset or things helps you overcome that?
Okay. We have problems and obstacles to overcome every day. And it can be the technology part, design, finance, finding the right people for the team, or even legal things. But with Bezalel, we create this company not just for money, but to make a better life for people. My mission is really to make the world better. And I will talk more about that a little bit later. But because my mindset is not making money the goal, it helps me overcome obstacles. And I believe, especially as young professionals, we should be passionate about what we are doing right now. And passionate almost to the point of being a little crazy. Yeah.
Nice. And where did Bezalel the word come from, and why did you name it that?
Okay. It comes from the Bible. He was a creator in the Old Testament who built the first temple for God. He was gifted in craftsmanship and design, and was a genius. So Bezalel also means the protection of God. And right now, Bezalel has been successful ever since it began 4 years ago. And every year we grow, and we grow fast. Our wire charger go beyond in comparison to other suppliers because they are the most exquisite wireless charger. So if you try out our charging pad, the Futura X, you will immediately understand that. If you try it yourself, you can know why we make the best wire charger in the world. So we also stand out because we have them for different uses. We have them for inside the car, on the go, at the office, or home. Yeah.
Mm. Okay. And so kind of from where you are when you first started to now, can you give us an idea of how big it's become, or how big Bezalel has become since, and how long has it been?
Oh, it has been 4 years.
Okay, and how big is it now?
Okay, right now, actually, how big is now? We have like the full time right now, we just have 15 employees. But outsourcing, we have a lot because we already sell not in the United States, in all Asia, Japan, Taiwan, and all the retail store. Like for Taiwan, this February, we just distribute our product into 700 store, retailer store.
Wow.
Yeah, in whole Taiwan. And we partner with the Zhonghua Telecom, just like AT&T in the United States. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So you're working with,
yeah. And Japan already distribute to into 300 stores, Thailand, Hong Kong, Vietnam. Yeah. All Asia, Korea.
Wow. So you're in big retail stores now?
Yeah. Right now. Okay. This year is our retailers' years.
Wow. Okay. And that was because of all the connections you've made, right? And
stuff. Yes. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So, you know, I guess, like what enabled you to make all these connections? Because I know, like you said, like connections are important in business because it's who you know that kind of gets you access to those, you know, retail stores or stuff like that. So how are you able to make those kinds of connections?
Sometimes those connections, like, I would say let's some like for investor, sometimes they will come to you by themselves. Before you didn't know them, but they just contact you via email or just call you, and they just want to meet with you because they see the potential in this company, and they just want to invest. Of course, you want to know more about them too. But for the connection, like a retail store, because some media they just feature you in Taiwan, very big media outlet they just feature our story and our products and in Taiwan. So almost every Taiwanese, they know about our company and we are working hard in the Taiwan. And so that's why the Zhonghua Telecom, they just want your product to sell in their stores.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's pretty awesome. So, cause like then you're known as like, you're like the face of wireless charging in Taiwan, right? That's what people know you by.
Yeah, but for the other country, like Japanese, because if you just show your products to their connect channels or distributor, they just wow, your product is so different, and they want it.
Mm.
They want to give more options for their customer, and even I get a feedback from Thailand because we have the they also sell the Mophie Belkins and our products, and then so most of the customers they just pick our product.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. So like kind of what makes your product stand out? I know you kind of said you're the fastest charging, right?
Yeah, fast charge and thinnest and also exquisite. We are not plastic wireless charger. Most of the suppliers they make the plastic wireless charger, but we are the exquisite. We metal and good design and fast charge and thinnest.
Oh, okay. Yes, yeah. That's pretty cool. and you thought about this yourself, the whole idea, like the structure of it?
Yes. So we are not only having the wire charging pad, we also have the car charger and also have the portable wire charger on the go. Yeah, those ideas is from me.
Oh, okay. Awesome. And you know, why do you want it? So you had no experience beforehand, like kind of running a business before Bezalel?
No, before I was just a student.
Okay, because, because there's a lot of people who think, you know, for me to be an entrepreneur, you know, like a lot of people say like, oh, I've, you know, a lot of other entrepreneurs, they say, oh, I've always been an entrepreneur since I was like 14, 16, like, you know, selling, you know, candy or lemonade on the streets or, you know, fixing things. And it seemed like a lot of them had like a history of being an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. So I feel like a lot of people are like, oh, if I wasn't like that before, I can't be that now, you know. But for you, you're different because you never really had experience in business and entrepreneurship, but you just kind of came across it. And so, I don't know, is there anything you would say to those people who might not have had anything to do with entrepreneurship and they feel like,
it's not for me, you know, maybe it's
okay. So yes, because I never thought of being an entrepreneur, but once it stopped happening, I realized that being an entrepreneur can really help others. So if a very rich business owner has a lot of money and a lot of resources, he can help others and benefit the world. And he can help people avoid poverty and create jobs. He can help people escape poverty and change their lives. This is what keeps me going. Yeah.
Okay. So for you, it was more like you wanted to help other people. You wanted to feed other people and provide jobs and.
Yes, in the future. Yeah.
Okay. And I know earlier you said, you know, you're not doing this for the money, which is surprising because, you know, a lot of people go into entrepreneurship because they're like, that's where all the money is, you know, and I want to own my own business, but it's not that easy. Right. And so kind of like what keeps you going and what makes you do what you do?
I really want to have more resources and the money to help more people and create jobs, yeah, for them in the future. So that's keep me going.
Okay, and why is that so important to you?
I do believe my company is not just a company, it's the company which want to honor God. Yeah, so that's important to me.
Okay, and you know, how do you keep yourself like motivated when things get rough, confusing, or hopeless? Like,
yeah, because I'm a Christian, and so I will pray most of the time, and there is one verse that keep me motivated. It's from Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Jesus who strengthens me. Yeah.
Okay. And kind of like, I guess, you know, a lot of people don't want to bring like religion or God into their business because they're like, you know, it should be separate, you know?
Yeah, I know.
But for you, like what, I guess like why is it like important? Even your name, right? It comes from the Bible. So yeah. Like, kind of why is it so important to you, I guess?
It's hard to say it, but I remember before because before I didn't have any idea to be the entrepreneur, and when I have this idea of making the world charger prototype, and I remember there is a pastor. I didn't know her before. She told me, like, she prayed for me. God said, you need to start a company and he will help you and your company will be go over the world. So that's it. And so I have the confidence on God and I start this company. Yeah.
Okay. So it kind of like,
kind of prophecy, but I don't want to include this, you know. Yeah, but you ask me, I just answer you. But it's prophecy.
Yeah, no, that's fine because this is your story, right? It's not right or wrong. So, cool. And you know what? Like, what was your hardest struggle in life, and in business, and how has that helped you to be where you are today?
Okay, there are two. First is manufacturing issues, and second is the investment issue in the business. So one experience I had during the early stage of the company was with a factory and in China, and they had a cash flow problems, and this would affect our product and production. So I started looking for a new manufacturer and needed to figure out how to not stop product production. And we found a new manufacturer and now have more than one to develop our products. And this helped me learn how important supply chain issues are and how important production is. For example, with Tesla, when they sometimes didn't have enough capacity for production, their sales would suffer. And for the investment and money issue, because our company is growing quickly and we consistently need money and looking for investment is not easy. If we don't get investment at the right time, a company can fail immediately. So money for a company is like air for humans. No money means no air. So for the past 4 years, we have expanded and grown and want to continue growing. So we are always in need of money for marketing and research and development. And as the CEO, I need to do company fundraising for my team. And knowing how to get investor help me because you find important connection even if you don't get people to invest. Some people will connect you to others. So your resources keep expanding. This has also helped me because I have learned how to find people who believe in what you believe. You can tell when they genuinely believe in what you believe.
I think that's important to work with people who have like the same values as you, you know?
Yeah, it's very important.
Yeah, because long term, like if it's just like, oh, let's just do it for the money, then, you know, they might screw you over or they might, you know, like it might do something else and that's not in line with your principles and values.
Yes. I'll say something to the entrepreneurs of this generation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I just want to say like, don't be afraid of competition because the competition is important. Every market has its own competition and we need to get used to it. Here's something I would say to aspiring entrepreneurs about this. If you want to be successful, you need friends. But if you want to be hugely successful, you need enemies.
Wow, can you explain that?
Okay, because like every majority successful company that grew fast was because they had a lot of enemies. When Apple started, part of its main success was because of its major competitor, HP and IBM. Google had Yahoo. Amazon had eBay. Facebook had Friendster, MySpace, and Uber had the taxi industry. And Airbnb had the hotel industry. So as a company, you need enemies. Then your company will become hugely successful.
Yeah, and I think part of that is because there's like competition and then
Yes. Thrive
and you got to, if you don't survive, you're going to die, you know, basically.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Cool. And where do you see yourself going from here?
Okay. Technology is the future. Technology in the future is hardware integrated with software. So Bezalel is not just a wireless charging company, but a tech company that includes everything. And wireless charging will be the platform for smart devices and AI. So I see myself very much being part of all that.
Wow. Yeah, that's huge.
Yes, very, very huge. And you can see right now where charge or it can charge smartphones, but very soon it included like wearable device and iPad, laptop, everything very soon. And for drones, from iRobot, even for the electronics car Tesla.
Okay. Wow. It's a
big market and platform.
Yeah. And if you could, and, you know, before we kind of actually, you know, you said, so you mentioned that, like, you feel like God has a purpose for you having built this company. Do you know what that is or have you figured that out or kind of like, I know you said providing jobs, right? But
yeah,
kind of anything else, maybe why?
Why? Can you tell me more? What's your question? Why for that?
Why? You know why you think? Because you said you know it was like a prophecy that you would build this company.
Yes.
And do you know why? Why? Why for what reason?
Okay. Actually, I didn't know, but I know. But what I know is like I also passionate about about developing the products. That is my interest, and also I'm passionate about it on it. So actually I didn't know why. I just keep going, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes best plan is you don't have best plan is you have no plan.
Yeah. Just keep going, right?
And yeah. You asked me why, but I to be honest, I didn't know why. I just kept going. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. And then sometimes just gotta trust, you know, God or the universe, just that it'll work out. Like, you know, kind of my journey into entrepreneurship was I had no idea.
Yeah.
What I do, but it's like,
you know. Yeah, same as you. You're right. Right. Yeah. Sometimes you didn't have idea, but right now you are very good at to be a social impact influencer. Yeah.
So I'm still figuring it out, but it's like, you know, a lot of people are afraid of taking that first step because, first of all, there's a bunch of uncertainty, and like we're raised in our society to like want certainty, especially Asian, you know, that I want to talk about that too, because we're both Asians, and I grew up in Orange County, but like still we Asians have that sense of like we need to be certain, like you need a degree, like you need to be a doctor because they want certainty, you know.
Yeah, especially in Asian culture. Yeah,
but like a lot of us, so we grow up in that, you know, mindset of like, if you're not sure, then don't do it because you don't know what will happen. But like entrepreneurship is like the opposite. It's more of like discovering yourself, like discovering who you are and like what you can offer to the world. So it's like, it seems very scary, but I feel like people are missing out if they don't even take a chance on themselves, you know?
Yes, right.
So yeah, you know, before, you know, we wrap up, like where can first people go find you, like kind of get in touch with you?
Yeah.
Do you have any like contacts or social media people can reach you at?
No. We are still working on that, and we are still looking for good influencer just like you, and yeah, to work together.
We just
got started. Yeah.
Do you have like an Instagram or something people can?
We have the Instagram, Twitter, and the Facebook fans page. That's it.
Okay. So they could follow you at Bezalel, right, on Instagram?
Yes. On Instagram is Bezalel Power.
Bezalel Power.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Bezalel Power. And then, cool. And then people can shop on there and stuff.
Yep.
And let me see. Okay. And then do you have an Instagram too? People can reach
you. Yes. My Instagram is Frank Wu, FrankKKW.
Okay. So FrankKKW.
Yep.
Two Ks. Okay. And CEO Bezalel Inc. Okay. Awesome. Cool. And you know, before we wrap up, I wanna you know, this is the final question I ask, and if you could go back in time, what's one piece of advice you'd give to your younger self? And this is like, you know, maybe at a time when you were like in college or high school, or as a young adult, like just trying to figure out your life and what to do and not being sure, like what's something you would tell yourself?
Okay, first I would say imperfect is perfect. A lot of people think they have to make the perfect product. If you spend all your effort and time on the product trying to make it perfect, you are wasting your time and energy. It's the customer who have to think it's perfect. You just need to put 40 to 50% into it and then get customer feedback. The customer feedback is the most important thing. Then you can modify from there. Also, when it's come to your employees or coworkers, no one is perfect. Someone will have a different skill that is better than another person's skill. So we can all cover each other as a team. If we put ourselves together, we can be stronger. It's like the music band, the Beatles. Everybody loves them because of the music band. Each musician comes together as one band.
Mm.
Yeah.
So you basically say the importance of, I guess, bringing out the best in each other.
Yes, and also for the product, the feedback from the customer is most important, because I saw a lot of startup team, they try to make the perfect product, 100 perfect product, and then after that they want to sell to the market, but you know, no one want to buy it because only they think it's perfect, but for the customer they don't think so, you know.
Okay.
And so they are wasting time and energy and also investors' investment.
Okay. So I guess like for the aspiring entrepreneurs or too young yourself, you just do it, even if you don't, even if it's not perfect, just get it started. And
yes, just get started. Yeah.
Get started. Okay. Cool. Awesome. Well, I want to thank you, Frank, for taking the time for this interview. And just for those listening, check out his the wireless charger with Bezalel. You could just Google it, right? And yeah. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Raymond. Thank you.
Hey, guys. So I hope you enjoyed this interview with Frank. And, you know, this is an example of someone who's really grown up from, you know, as an immigrant, really having nothing, and he started out on Kickstarter, and now he's made this successful international business. So this goes to show that, you know, no matter whether you're an immigrant or not, or you have something or nothing, you can really make something of yourself if you have that drive, that ambition, and you never give up. So I hope this inspires you. Go check him out, Bezalel Power, on Instagram, and you could just Google Bezalel to find their wireless phone chargers. They're the fastest, slimmest ones on the market right now. So go check them out. And thanks, guys, for listening. We'll see you on the next episode.